first votes tonight.
Thank you, Iowa.
In campaign 2020.
We need you. We need you.
Chiefs rally to win Super Bowl 54.
Thank you, Kansas City. We did it, baby.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan.
And I'm Steve Futterman in Des Moines, Iowa. Tonight here in the Hawkeye State, it begins as the voters start to make their feelings known.
The world is watching what we do here in the great state of Iowa.
The Iowa caucuses take place this evening, marking the unofficial start of the presidential election year. And the Democratic hopefuls have been here all weekend on the stump, crisscrossing the state.
Ladies and gentlemen, in Joe Biden's America, the president's tax returns won't be secret.
Joe Biden is tied for first in the latest CBS News Battleground tracking poll. He and Bernie Sanders each has 25%. Sanders also addressed his supporters on Sunday.
Tomorrow night is the beginning.
Yes!
It is the beginning of the end for Donald Trump. Yes.
Pete Buttigieg, who has 21% in the poll, sounded a similar tone.
Are you ready for that sunrise when we put this presidency behind us?
Elizabeth Warren has fallen back to 16%. She thanked her supporters.
You have made me a better candidate, and you will make me a better president. Yeah. Thank you.
After Warren, though, there's a big drop-off. Amy Klobuchar is next with 5%. This, of course, is not an election. These are caucuses. There will be more than 1,600 throughout the state. How does it work? Well, there is cajoling, convincing, selling, and campaigning. Here's CBS's Steve Dorsey.
Expect hours of corralling at caucus sites across the state.
It's going to be a long night.
Iowa State University professor David Peterson, who says it's all about the delegates.
It is where people get together to select delegates to move on to the county convention, to the state convention, and eventually to the national convention. And then these delegates are pledged to support specific presidential candidates.
Candidates are required to meet a minimum threshold of support to get delegates.
The key number is 15%. If a candidate doesn't have 15% in a particular precinct, he or she is out. Then the arm twisting begins. Supporters of eliminated candidates become fair game. For people like Linda Warren, she is a precinct captain for Joe Biden.
The people who are in the middle of the room who are not attached to any other candidate, I will tell them what I support Joe for and why I think it would be a good idea for them to join our group.
CBS's Jim Krasula has been here in Iowa speaking with voters.
So many people are still undecided. Two different thoughts of mind. First off, who is the candidate they like the most? But then they're also considering which candidate do they think has the best chance of defeating President Trump in November.
And if you want to hear someone really undecided, listen to this woman.
I'm for Biden, Buttigieg, Warren, and Klobuchar.
And Steve, state officials expect a very large turnout here tonight.
Well, the Kansas City Chiefs won Super Bowl 54.
Go Chiefs!
A 31-20 win over the San Francisco 49ers as star quarterback Patrick Mahomes orchestrated one of the great Super Bowl comebacks.
This is the sound of delirious fans after their first championship in 50 years, but it almost didn't happen because Kansas City quarterback Patrick Mahomes inexplicably threw two interceptions.
Third quarter didn't go the way I wanted it to.
But he and his teammates turned it around.
The guys believed in me, gave me confidence. We kept fighting, and we found ways to win it in the end.
Mahomes was named the game's MVP. It was the first Super Bowl win and the 222nd overall for Chiefs coach Andy Reid, who preferred to focus on his players.
I told them that I'd coach another 20 years if I could have that group right there, man. They're a beautiful bunch.
Peter King, CBS News at the Super Bowl in Miami Gardens.
Closing arguments get underway today in the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump. CBS's Stephen Portnoy says the wrap-up comes after an effort to get witness testimony failed.
I see the hatred.
In a Super Bowl Sunday interview on Fox, the president was asked if he might be able to work with Democrats moving forward.
I'm not sure that they can do it, to be honest.
With 51 senators voting Friday to not hear from witnesses, the president's acquittal is in sight. Today, the House managers and the president's defense team will each get 2 hours to present their closing arguments. A final vote on the president's guilt won't come until Wednesday afternoon, after his State of the Union address tomorrow night.
Well, the first of two new hospitals in Wuhan, China, has opened to handle the overflow of cases of the coronavirus. It was built in a little more than a week. CBS's Raimi Innocencio says the U.S. is one of several countries banning the entry of non-citizens from China.
Beijing is actually blaming Washington for overreacting and for spreading fear. But, you know, more and more countries are joining the United States in this ban. And Washington is saying that it is organizing even more evacuation flights for Americans still stuck in Wuhan.
China now reports 360 virus deaths, 11 cases in the U.S. Police in Bakersfield, California say six people were shot on a Greyhound bus going from L.A. to San Francisco. Extent of the injuries not clear. A suspect's in custody. Now to London, CBS's Vicky Barker joins us with the latest on yesterday's knife attack that left two people injured.
Here's what we know. The 20-year-old suspect was an ISIS follower who, as a first offender, had just been automatically released from prison after serving half of a three-year sentence. We know police were watching him and shot him dead minutes into his stabbing spree. And we know Prime Minister Boris Johnson plans to close that automatic release loophole for terror-related offenses. Steve?
Well, the day after the Super Bowl, CBS's Deborah Rodriguez looks at the ads that grabbed our attention during the big game.
Is that a baby nut?
We met the new Planter star, and we found out Tom Brady isn't retiring, just making a buck from Hulu. But Super Bowl ads getting top billing the morning after.
Hey, Google, show me photos of me and Loretta.
The blue ribbon goes to Google's 85-year-old widower, remembering his love by searching old photos. Second goes to Ellen DeGeneres and wife Portia de Rossi's Life Before Alexa ad.
Alex, what's today's news?
Doesn't matter. It's all fake.
Ad watchers say John Krasinski's Hyundai Park the Ka spot is number three.
Against the backdrop of a global health scare, a company that sells faucets and other industrial washroom supplies decided to see who's using them.
The Healthy Hand Washing Survey points to 60% of Americans being extremely or quite concerned about catching the flu this season, coupled with the added threat of the coronavirus. Spokesperson for the Bradley Corporation Survey, John Donnessy, says with age comes more concern.
Boomers are the best hand washers at 91%. Gen Z is least likely to wash hands at 82%.
80% of respondents are washing their hands longer after using a public restroom. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News.
Well, just after the final gun in Miami, Las Vegas odds makers pegged the Kansas City Chiefs as slight favorites to repeat as Super Bowl champs next year. Just ahead of the Baltimore Ravens and San Francisco 49ers, longest of the long shots, Cincinnati, Miami, and Washington. And that's the World News Roundup for Monday. For Steve Futterman in Iowa, I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.